My guest at this time is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's a counterterrorism expert who served as a deputy assistant to President Trump. He's the author of Defeating Jihad and the soon-to-be-released book, Why We Fight, Recovering America's Will to Win. And Dr. Gorka, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
President Trump Thursday canceled the June 12th summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un due to what he calls the openly hostile statements from the regime recently concerning our military exercises with South Korea and some of the comments made by National Security Advisor John Bolton. What's your reaction to Trump's decision, and what impact do you think it will have long term on the efforts to denuclearize North Korea?
Well, I'm not surprised. This is a dictatorship. Dictatorships lie. They play games. I think this is a very, very sound decision, especially after the outrageous insults made against Vice President Pence. So North Korea has everything to lose. We have nothing to lose. And it's sad that they've taken this decision to go back on their word. But the letter was a fine letter, and the president left open the possibility for a resumption of negotiations for a summit. So we shall see what we shall see.
We have pretty good ideas about how effective these economic sanctions are. Even the money that the North Koreans are holding in China seems to be dwindling pretty effectively. So if we keep those clamped on, which it seems like we are, do you expect them to come back with a more conciliatory attitude pretty soon?
It depends on a couple of things. So, yes, the sanctions regime is really biting down hard on the elite. The part of the equation that is less easy to predict is the role of China. China provides more than 85-90% of the imports into North Korea. If they're fed up with the erratic behavior of Rocket Man, then they will be part of the solution. But so we shall see. That this is the great paradox of all dictatorships. They're very powerful at the top. They deny individual liberties, but at the end of the day, they're also highly vulnerable because of the denial of human liberty that they are founded upon. So this is not a regime that can last forever.
Dr. Gorka, take me inside the Trump decision-making process for something like this, or just what you happen to see during your time at the White House. So many outside analysts claim he's just impulsive, he's disinterested in going deep into policy, or his staff is in disarray. What did you see when you were working with him at the White House and how he makes decisions like this?
Well, from the first day I met him in the summer of 2015, right through transition and in the White House, you see a man who is decisive. He knows what he wants. He's results oriented. He cares about this country. He's a pragmatist and a patriot. So, Dennis Rodman allegedly gave Kim a copy of the president's book, The Art of the Deal, but it looks like he didn't read it, because in chapter two, and it's a fascinating book, if you want to understand the president, read The Art of the Deal, but in chapter two, he states unequivocally, never ever be so wedded to any deal so that you can't walk away at any point. And that's exactly what the president did. He signaled it a few days ago. This is a man who isn't interested in empty pablum or nice pieces of paper to wave at you. He isn't an individual who looks at the world through ideological filters. He wants results. And when he doesn't get them, he'll walk away.
Getting North Korea to the brink of relinquishing its nuclear program through sanctions and other means is pretty much, it seems like, the template for the Trump policy on Iran as well. So do you think we're likely to see Iran make some of the smaller concessions like we saw from Kim Jong-un, or is it going to be harder given the Islamist ideology behind that regime?
Yeah, great question. I think it's going to be, the model is there, but I think it's more difficult. At the end of the day, the North Korean dictatorship is evil, but they're rational. When you're dealing with a theocracy like Iran, there are individuals at the top amongst the mullahs who do not think in rational terms. Several of them believe in the occultation of the hidden imam and actually think ideas like apocalypse are a good thing. So the question is, Iran is who is in ascendance, the less rational individuals or the more rational individuals? If it's the latter, then we can probably see some positive results coming out of Tehran as well.
Let's bring it back to domestic issues. You've commented a lot on the unfolding investigation, both in terms of the Bob Mueller investigation as well as the Devin Nunes and other branches of that investigation into what our own government was doing during the 2016 campaign. We obviously have new revelations in recent weeks, including what appears to be an FBI informant making contact with a number of Trump campaign officials. What do you think are the most urgent questions to answer here as soon as possible?
Well, it's the worst political scandal in American history. What we have is one administration deciding that they can spy on another presidential candidate in his campaign for purely political reasons. For more than a year, people laughed at the president when he said, "I was surveilled." Now we know not only was he surveilled, they put informants, they put covert assets into his campaign. So it's okay in Venezuela, but not in America. What has to be done? Right now, all the key personnel from the last administration must be stripped of their security clearances. The idea that John Brennan is feeding Russian propaganda lines on national television and still has his security clearance is absurd. So Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Hillary all have to have their security clearances revoked. And now we have to see every document associated with Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the illegal political espionage operation authorized under the Obama administration, all those documents must be declassified, and the president can do that at the stroke of a pen.
Last 30 seconds, Dr. Gorka, tell listeners a little bit about what they can find in your new book, or soon-to-be new book, Why We Fight.
Yeah, Why We Fight is my next book. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon. It's an analysis of the enemies that face America, what it's going to take to defeat them, and then interspersed with the vignettes about heroes who fought for this republic all through the ages, people who we should know a little bit better, such as Stephen Decatur, an amazing naval officer from the Barbary Wars period, right through to General Chester Puller from the Marine Corps, and down to Whitaker Chambers, a hero of the Cold War. So analysis, answers to big questions, and then some personal stories of heroic Americans.
Well, again, the book is Why We Fight, Recovering America's Will to Win. Dr. Gorka, thanks for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, longtime counterterrorism expert, served as a deputy assistant to President Trump. He is also the author of Defeating Jihad and, as we just mentioned, the soon-to-be-released book, Why We Fight. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.